DJs, and we noticed it during the, like you said, during the anthem. So Western's depth spans about 25 yards from end to end. That's a lot of players.
Yeah.
But St. Joe's was about 45 yards.
Yeah, they're so running from the 20 to about the 40 on the other side of the 50. Pistol formation for Nolan Wheeler. He'll send Raskowski in motion. Snap is away. They're going to roll to the left. It's going to be a designed run. He's going to be met and brought down for a little bit of a loss, it looks like. He'll be brought back to the 24-yard line, where it'll be second down and about 11.
It looked like that was... No, that couldn't be unless... Yeah, there we go. Looks like it was Connor Herb-Briggs on that stop there.
Second down and 11, and that will send Wilcox in motion. They'll pitch to Oliver. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and brought down at the 25. He'll get the 1 yard back from first down and make it third and 10.
Exactly what I predicted so far. This Bears defense, I mean, they're called the Bears for a reason. They're going to claw and claw and claw until you don't have any life left in that offense. Hopefully the Panthers have an answer.
So back to square one for the Panthers. Wheeler back into the pistol formation, third down and 10. Now they'll flip the formation. Raskowski's going to go set, and Wilcox will line up to the right. Snap is away. They're going to fake the run, going to look to throw. They'll go over the middle, over through everybody.
Oh.
Incomplete. Intended for Trent Schneeblout. And that will bring up fourth down for Western, and out comes the punt team.
Looked like that almost came out of the, or was in the hands of Ian Nelson for a second, but like you said, overthrew everyone. Schneebelt, if he'd have just brought the ball down a little bit more, Schneebelt would have had a play on it. But three and out, the Bears are feeling good.
Nolan Wheeler is the punter for the Panthers. He will be back to kick this one away. Hudson Lang, the safety junior, back to return. That one is end over end, and it met the wind and goes out of bounds at the 45. Now they're going to stop at the 45. And that is where St. Joseph will take over at the Western 45 with 10:29 to go.
It did look like there was a piece of that that was...
almost was blocked there.
Not completely blocked, but it does look like a fingertip got in there, because that defensive line on that special teams unit for the Bears, wow, they got in there quick.
Under center for the Bears is junior Matthew Lanier. He gets set for their first possession with 10:29 to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first. They will go up the middle. No, I apologize. That was a give to the speed back. He picks up a good gain of about 11 on the play. And that will move the chains. It'll be first down after the carry by Thomas Moore, the junior.
Looks like Cole Bryant was in there for that tackle.
First and 10 one more time, and they will go up the middle this time to that power back. That is Jerron Brown, the junior. He'll pick up a handful of yards, make it second down, and a manageable six, and they go no huddle, very quick on the offense.
That's got to throw you off as a defender.
It does, absolutely. So he'll get his offense organized properly here. Lanier will go quickly under center, and now they will go with a pitch. And he's got a lot of running room. He's got the corner to the 25, down to the 20, where he has finally brought down Thomas Moore with another big gain that moves the chains. It'll be first and 10 from the 20 for the Bears.
Using the speed back has been a very, very lethal weapon for these Bears this season, so I expect them to be using him a lot tonight.
There's another give, and he is met quickly at the line and brought down.
Met quickly by Landon Heavey, who just decided to slip right past the offensive line and meet him right in the backfield. Great way to stop momentum right there.
Yeah, second down and 7 after the gain of 3 by Moore. Lanier quick to the line. Now he'll go up to the up man. That is Jerron Brown. For a small gain, it'll be third down and about 5 from the 15.
Third down and extremely manageable for these very offensively potent Bears. Let's see if the Panthers are a bend-not-break this drive.
back to the line very quickly. Clock continues to move. They're at 8 and 40 to go here. Third down and 4 from the 14 is the official spot. Lanier back under center. They will go to Brown. No, he's going to keep it himself. He's going to take it. He's going to be across the 10 for the first down. It'll be first and goal from the 9.
If they would have gone with that halfback dive up the middle, they would have 6 on the board. He squeezed right past that defensive front.
First and goal from the 9. They move quick, almost too quick. They go to Brown up the middle, and he's into the end zone for the score. Touchdown. No flags on the field. Touchdown Bears makes it 6-0 with 8:15 to go here in our first quarter pending the PAT.
Raskowski was just dragged for the final 3 yards on that play. Nothing he could do. He was alone. He was all alone there. Quick strike for the Bears.
Setting up for the PAT is junior kicker Max Taylor. Good set, good kick, and it is good indeed. It'll make it 7-0 following the 9-yard scamper by Jerron Brown. We are back in 60 seconds with the Bears leading 7-0 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With 5 dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022. 787-1022.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, it's 7-0. St. Joseph leads with 8:15 to go here in our first quarter. Jerron Brown had 16 of the 45 total rushing yards on that drive, and he is credited with the touchdown for the Bears.
Wind already becoming an issue on that kickoff there, yeah. Jason. Taylor needed his designated holder to make sure that ball stayed down, and then the wind carried it for a touchback.
So after the three and out on their first possession, Nolan Wheeler will look to get something going here on this drive. First and 10 from the 20. Snap is away. It's going to be an option, and Wheeler's going to just be brought down in a hurry. Loss of 5 on the play.
That was Anthony Emos on that. Met him right in the backfield.
Yeah. So it'll be second down and 15, 7:51 to go, 7-0. St. Joe leads. Snap is away. Wilcox looking to throw. Pump fake, and it's intercepted.
Picked off to the 15, 10, 5. Stopped at the 3-yard line. Momentum shift is in effect. Picked off by number 7, Hudson Lang.
Hudson Lang, the safety, was in the right place at the right time. Jumped the route, picked the ball off, and it'll be first and goal from the 4 for St. Joe following the interception. And Joe, we talked about it early on in this in our pregame that Nolan Wheeler was going to have to play with a really high IQ to take down this St. Joe defense, and so far they have had the better of him, as that play is a broken play that is brought down at the 4 for no gain. Make it second down.
Like that was Landon Heavey with the first to meet him. For a minimal, what is it, about a half-yard gain, maybe?
Yeah, I would say probably about that. Second down and goal from the 4. Lanier gets the play. split back formation. They'll go on a pitch, and he's going to be met for minimal gain, maybe up to the three. Thomas Moore with the carry. It'll be third and goal.
Trenton Schnabelt, the one to meet him right there, and then Cole Wilcox to finish a job. Great offensive effort there by the Panthers.
So they'll get a offensive substitution here. Trey McGinnis comes in for Thomas Moore, and they will actually split him out into the slot position. So it'll be third and goal, single back formation from the shotgun. The only back behind him is Jerron Brown, along with Matthew Lanier in the backfield. Now they'll go in motion, and it is an end around into the end zone for a score. Trey McGinnis, 4 yards on the ground, makes it 13-0 St. Joseph, pending the PAT.
Wes, you're looking out of place right now. I do expect them to pick up the pace here within the next couple drives, but just really stunned right now by this St. Joe's defense. They are, as advertised, plus some.
Setting up for the PAT is Taylor. Kick is away, and that one had more than enough distance. It's good. We have played less than half of the first quarter, and St. Joseph is up 14-0. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now at Nightlight in downtown Jackson, enjoy a great time inside or outside on the patio right in front. Nightlight has weekly entertainment with DJ trivia on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, and karaoke on Saturdays. Nightlight, same great food with new menu items as well. Be sure to like Nightlight on Facebook to see upcoming events and daily specials. Nightlight can even cater your next event. Stop in today and find out more. Downtown Jackson's best value for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment is Nightlight on West Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Smart homeowners know that proper maintenance of their home's heater can save a bundle in the long run. Trust your comfort specialists at Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, to keep your heater running right. Whether you have furnace, heat pump, boiler, or any type of heating system, a proactive tune-up can help keep you comfortable. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a $99 tune-up. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer. Now sing it with me.
It's just a call.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back. It's 14-0. St. Joseph leads Western, and that ball is in and out of the hands, and that will be a touchback. Luckily, he was right on the goal line. That nearly became a live ball. So, Joe, let's talk about the glaring stat for these two teams. For Western, 3 carries on the ground, minus 4 yards. So, negative 1.3 yards on the ground average. Nolan Wheeler, 0 for 2 with an interception. On the other side of that, St. Joseph, 10 carries, 50 yards for a 5-yard average, 2 touchdowns on the ground, and no passing attempts yet. So this has been, as we mentioned, a ground game attack on both sides, but Western clearly has struggled to make this thing work. And there is a give quickly to Caden Oliver. He is wrapped up and brought down for no gain. Make it 2nd down and 10.
Brought down by number 6, Jerron Brown, the running back who had credit for the first touchdown, also doubles as a linebacker, and he's showing that he is a linebacker indeed. Great hit there.
2nd down and 10, Wheeler from the pistol. And they will go with a give to Oliver, and he will be met and brought down for minimal gain. I would say maybe 0.5 yard would be generous. And it'll be 3rd down, so no official gain now.
I mean, going back to the stat line for St. Joe's, they had a 45-yard field and a 4-yard field, so they were able to capitalize on both of those situations.
Raskowski goes in motion. Oliver's going to look to throw. He's going to go with a quick out route complete, and he will just slide down to avoid the big hit. That was no doubt coming. That is Cole Wilcox on the reception. So that will be a 1st down. They will indeed move the chains. So the first down of the night for the Panthers. And a 1st completion for Cole Wilcox.
Wheeler just needs to find a groove, and he's going to let his arm do the rest.
Snap is away. Wheeler's going to go to Oliver. He's going to run into some blockers, and he had no shot there. He's going to lose a yard, bring up second down and 11.
I'm trying to figure out. So I was talking with our promotions director today, and I was trying to figure out what a pack of bears is called, and we figured out that it was a sleuth.
Mm-hmm.
So a sleuth of bears in there on that tackle. And our lovely promotions director said, I will sound smarter saying sleuth. So hopefully that makes me sound a little bit smarter.
Down to 4 and 20 to go. 14-0 St. Joseph leads. Western with the ball. Snap is away. They're going to go to Oliver. And he is going to be met almost immediately. And he will be stopped at the line of scrimmage for still no gain. Bring a 3rd and 10 with 4:04 to go.
The passing game has to be critical here for the Panthers.
Yeah.
The run defense there for the Bears has just been, like I said, as advertised, plus some. They are stopping anything coming their way, so you got to use some kind of air attack.
Heavy goes in motion. Wheeler will roll to the left. Dead duck. The wind is going to kill that one. He just threw it about 15 yards out of bounds wisely, and that will bring up 4th and 10 for the Panthers. I don't know if that ball maybe slipped out of his hands or what happened there, but that ball had no rotation. It almost looked like an end-over-end punt when it left his hand.
He was under pressure trying to make that throw, leaning back a little bit. That's not his typical stance.
Yeah.
He can throw on the run, but not on the run with his hind. Why do I keep saying hind? His heels on the turf.
Low snap, punt is away, line drive punt, and that's going to get muffed, and he is going to recover, but he will be tackled almost immediately. Hudson Lang on the return, and this will be the worst field position of the night for the Bears. They will start at their own 46-yard line, 47 rather.
It's amazing that you just said the worst field position of the night so far, and it's their own 47.
Yeah, because they're on the logo.
Yeah.
3:32 to go. St. Joseph looking to add on to their 14-0 lead here early, as we tick down late into our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Two touchdowns via the ground attack already for the Bears.
Fumbled it.
The snap, and it is picked up, and he is off to the races. A big gain across the 40, almost to the 30, down to the 31-yard line as Jerron Brown picked up that football and just took off.
I wish that we had a sideline camera to see exactly what the heck just happened, because that ball was on the ground about to be in the Panthers' hands, and then all of a sudden, 25 yards later.
Yeah, there's a give up the middle. That is McGinnis, and he's going to have another big gain across the 20, down nearly to the 10. He's going to get to the 12 as the hurry-up offense continues to move. Very quickly to the line is Lanier. Snap is away. It's going to go to McGinnis one more time. Trying to use some elusiveness. He's going to get across the 10 to the 9 where he will be met. And it'll be second down and, about 5 or 6.
Met by Landon Heavey, but Luke Teachout was in there on the stop as well, mm-hmm. but Luke Teachout has to get a little more involved. And it's not for lack of trying either.
Yeah.
They're just guarding him very, very well.
Second down and 8. And the ball is on the ground again, picked up by Lanier, and he'll just have to fall on it. He'll take the sack. And it'll be about no gain, I guess we'll call it. Make it third down and 8 with 2:28 to go. And a nice little benefit here at St. Joseph High School. They put the total yard stats. The Bears 93, Western 6, including -3 rushing yards. So it has been a dominant first quarter so far for the Bears.
I knew from the get-go, I was thinking on the whole way drive here that this is going to be a very tough game for the Panthers. It's still possible, but a lot of uphill right now.
Snap is away. It's a pitch to McGinnis. He's going to get across the 5 to the 4. And depending on the spot, he'll be really close to that first down marker. Looks like he's going to be short, so it'll be 4th and about 1.
Now you're already up 14. Is this 4 down territory, or do you just put up 3?
Well, it looks like they're set up to go for it here. It's 4th and 2 officially from the 5. Lanier goes under center. 1:30 to go. They may try to just try and get him to jump. They almost got him.
And they did get him.
Yeah, they did. Flag is on the play. So if it is indeed offsides against Western, that's going to give St. Joseph a first down.
First and goal from about the 2.5-yard line.
Yep, it is offsides against Western, so that'll be first and goal for the Bears.
The Panthers' defensive line took that bait.
Yeah, they did.
It looked like there was a little bit of movement on the offensive side, too, but the Panthers a little more visible to the referees. A few of them fell forward into the restricted area, as they say.
Yep, they got into that neutral zone infraction, I guess, if you want to call it. Heavy package in, tight bunch eye formation, and they're going to go up the middle, dive, and into the end zone. Is he officially in is the question. Yes, he is. Touchdown for the Bears. It's Jerron Brown with his second of the night, and it gives the Bears a 20-6 lead with 106 to go in the first, pending the PAT. 20-0 lead, rather, with 106 to go.
Everything has gone right for the Bears so far. We're not even out of the first quarter yet.
Yeah.
However, we have traditionally seen the Panthers really pick up the pace in the second half, so look forward to that, too.
Kick is up, and it is good. Make it 21-0. The Bears lead Western with 1:06 to go in our first quarter, and we're back in 60 seconds on KM105.3 Football Frenzy.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. You can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPen.com.
Did you know Dr. B is a platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Another booming kick all the way out of the end zone for the St. Joseph kicker, Max Taylor, the junior, will result in another touchback for Western and result in another rough starting spot for the Panthers as they will begin this drive from their own 20. They have been able to barely crack the 30 in this game so far, Joe, and they are being outgained total yardage-wise, 101 for St. Joe, all on the ground, to 6. 9 of which came via the air. Western looking to throw. They'll go with a quick hitter complete. That's going to get across the 25 to the 27. That completion is to Drew Braun, the fullback. Landon Heavey. And we'll get a timeout from the St. Joe side. So we'll take a timeout ourselves. We'll be back in 30 seconds as we get the final 55 of the first on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Any day is a great day to be at Comet. With our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. From young fives all the way to dual enrollment and middle college options, along with our proven intervention programs and our alternative virtual program for high school students, we are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. An area leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. At Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but still able to meet the needs of every student. For more information, look us up on Facebook or visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
That's what I do. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update at Western breaks their sideline huddle. Clinton leads Michigan Center 3-0 after 1. We've got 55 seconds to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Western trails 21-0 at the moment. It's going to be a give up the middle to Oliver. He's going to get across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Panthers.
It was only about 4 or 5 yards, but those 4 or 5 yards were very, very much needed, especially for the run game.
And, Joe, that actually puts them into plus territory for their total rushing yards on the game. They now have 17 total yards of offense. 3 rushing, 14 passing. First and 10 for the Panthers. They will look to throw. It's going to be incomplete. Wheeler was looking for Landon Heavey on an out route and just missed him. Second down and 10.
He could have had Heavey for a solid 5 or 6 yards, but Troy Sims was definitely not letting him get any more than that.
So that'll bring up second down and 10 for the Panthers. 30 seconds to go in our first. Looking to put some points on the board, trailing 21-0. Raskowski goes in motion. Wheeler will keep it on a designed quarterback run. He'll get across the 30 to the 32, and that'll bring up third down and about 9. And we're going to get another timeout from the St. Joseph sideline. So we'll take a timeout ourselves. We'll be back in 30 seconds. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
21-0 our score. St. Joseph leads Western with 21 seconds to go. Western facing a 3rd and 8 from their own 33-yard line. They'll go 3 receivers to the right for Wheeler. He will look to throw. He's going to look left. Now he'll look right. Now he's going to have to take off under pressure. Incomplete. He was looking for Caden Oliver and couldn't quite connect with him. He did have Dalton Heavey standing in the flat, kind of wide open almost. But it'll bring that up 4th down and 8, and Wheeler is back in punt formation yet again.
Now, if you're Coach Rulowitz, do you start taking some chances, or do you kind of play conservative?
I think you have to. I think you have to get a little creative at some point and come up with a little something to try to get them off their toes. Hudson Lang back to receive for St. Joe. Snap is away. Kick is away. Low line drive kick that goes immediately. And the ball is loose. It got it. Western recovers. The punt went on the sideline and hit a St. Joe player in the back, which made it a live football. Western pounces on it, and they will have good field position. 1st and 10 from the 44-yard line. And, Joe, I don't know if Wheeler drew it up like that, but they'll take it. As we mentioned, anything they can get this point, we'll take.
We definitely can say that he drew it up like that, but I don't think that was planned, but I think that was definitely a sign like, hey, guys, we're still in this. It's 21-0, but we're still in this. We still got 3 full quarters to go.
Yeah, 3 receivers set to the right for Wheeler. Pistol formation. Snap is away. They're going to go with an option, and the ball is loose. And it looks like St. Joseph has it. Yes, they do. The ball is coming the other way. The option does not work. And Western, immediately after they get a little bit of a ray of sunshine there, turns the ball over. It'll be 1st and 10 as the first quarter comes to an end. So we have played 1. The Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter is in the book. St. Joseph leads 21-0. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's coverage of Football Frenzy on K105.3.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events or promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia Schools. Congratulations to our fabulous upper elementary teachers and students. Columbia Upper Elementary was named to the U.S. News & World Report Best Elementary Schools in the USA. Columbia School District has caring teachers who will nurture and educate your child for a successful future. Columbia School District offers K-12 robotics, athletics, academic games, and exciting science courses to prepare your child for college and beyond. Visit us at myeagles.org. Learning today, leading tomorrow.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy. Start of the second quarter. Things get underway with an option keeper for Matthew Lanier. He will pick up less than one as the precipitation is starting to pick up a little bit. We can see it in the lights. It's sort of a rain-snow mix, a wintry mix, if you will. I've been waiting far too long to say that. 11:35 to go in our second quarter, and there's a give to Brown.
No, it's a keeper.
Oh, he pulled it back. And he will get all the way down to the 21-yard line. Lanier on the option keeper does a phenomenal job. Had me fooled, that's for sure.
Had all of us fooled until I saw the running back still running and looked like there's a little egg shape in his hands. I was like, yeah. Oh, hey, there's a ball. Brought down by Luke Teachout, though, getting in there.
First and 10, and there's the snap. There's the give. It is up to McGinnis on the carry. Trey McGinnis will get across the 20 to the 19-yard line. Bring up second down and about six.
Caden Oliver and Landon Heavey in there on the tackle.
St. Joseph moves very quickly to the line of scrimmage. McGinnis and Brown in the backfield. Snap is away. It's a give up the middle to McGinnis. He'll get across the 15 to the 14-yard line. Bring up third and two. 10:30 to go in our half. Third down and two. It's a give, and he's going to break free. That's McGinnis. He'll get no gain, and it'll be fourth down and two. And now, Joe, the snow is really coming down, and it's fourth down, and you're going to be kicking into the wind here, so I think it's four down territory if you are the Bears.
Well, St. Joe's kicker has already proven that he has strength in his leg, you know, with or without the wind. So they could take the three here, but, I mean, your last time you were down in the red zone, it was a fourth and two. You went for it, and you got the touchdown on it.
Yeah. So fourth and two, play clock down at eight. They may try to get him to jump one more time. They will not. It's a keeper by Lanier, and he might be a little short. They're going to see where they spot this. The official is at the 13, which would mean a turnover. And, yes, the ball is coming the other way. So it'll be first and 10 for Western, but not ideal starting conditions from their own 14 or 13-yard line.
Starting from their own 13-yard line, 87 yards to go to put six on the board, being down 21-0. There are still almost three full quarters to go, but
yeah. Wind is in their favor, though.
Wind is in their favor,
for
yes.
For this quarter, 9:37 to go, trailing 21-0. Big defensive stop on that drive for Western. We'll see if the offense can capitalize. Wheeler's going to look to throw. It'll be complete to Wilcox. He's got a little bit of running room. He's going to get himself across the 20, and he will be officially down at the 24-yard line. And that'll be another first down for the Panthers.
You know, we're in a very wonderful heated press box, but I can feel some of the draft coming in.
It's not fun.
I'm sure rather be in here than out there now, but these kids are resilient, I'll tell you that.
9:32 to go, first and 10 from the 24. Wheeler from the pistol. He will look to hand that one off, and he will be stopped for no gain. And a big stop holds Caden Oliver in his place.
That's one thing I've never seen at the high school level is sound effects in between plays.
Yeah, the ambient sound effects. And very quickly to the line comes the Panthers. Second and 10, 9 minutes to go. Wheeler looking to throw. He's got an out route. That is complete. And down to the 29-yard line, that is, looks like Trenton Schneebelt. Down at the 30. That'll bring up third down and a manageable five here.
This third down and five is a lot better than what they've been looking at on the previous third downs.
Yeah.
The eights, nines, you know, tens plus. But great stop there by Jerron Brown, who's showing off his skills with the two touchdowns on the board with some great defense as well.
Moving the ball really well on this drive. Wheeler, as Raskowski directs some traffic, he'll send Schneebelt out wide. Wilcox gets up onto the line of scrimmage. Snap is away. They'll fake the run. Complete to Raskowski across the 40. Great play. Well designed by the Panther offense. It'll be another first down from the 42.
Brought down by number 7, Hudson Lang, who had the interception to lead 6 points for his team, or 7 points for his team, rather. But great defense there. Didn't let Raskowski get away from that one, but still first down Panthers. They're cooking right now.
Wheeler, first and 10. Snap is away. He's going to look to throw. Now it's a quick out complete at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be met and brought down hard for no gain. That is Dalton Heavey on the catch. It'll be second down and 10.
The Bears defense is not playing around. Brought down by number 7, Hudson Lang, once again. Showing he's got hands and he's got a really huge hitting ability on that defensive side of the ball.
7:27. The wind has shifted now. It is blowing to the east. I guess you could say south, or yeah, north-northeast. Second down and 10. 7:13 to go. Wheeler with three receivers to his right. Now Raskowski, who was lined up as the wingback, will go in motion. That is complete to Dalton Heavey. And he will be brought down at the 46-yard line. It'll be third down, and there's a flag on the play. Came in very late.
I'm thinking excessive celebration there by number 11, Malik Emu.
Some kind of unsportsmanlike. Yeah, that's going to go against St. Joe.
I mean, you can't do that. You're a senior. They've been playing extremely well, but that's a free 10-15 yards right there for the Panthers, who started their own 13. Now they're going to be finding themselves on the opposite side of field in positive territory for the first time.
Yeah, so following the personal foul call, and now one of the St. Joe players is trying to get some clarification as to what happened, or he had some words, but he is very upset.
Those are kids just being kids with their emotions, and I understand the excitement over that huge hit, but that was just a free 15 yards.
Yeah, that was Malik Emus, who had a couple of really key stops. He will now make his way to the bench to cool off a little bit. We'll get timeout on the St. Joe side. They had 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12 players on the field, so good call there by the coaching staff to call timeout. And we'll keep it here on the broadcast, Joe, as Western is starting to finally move the football. When they started this drive, they had just 6 yards of total offense. Now they've hit that 50-yard mark for the first time. Positive yardage on the ground game with just 3, but they've done it via the passing game. 47 yards of passing for Nolan Wheeler. On the flip side of that, St. Joseph has 130 yards total offense, all of it on the ground.
I mean, they've had 3 straight short fields. Their last field, they started at their own 47, so 53 yards. But regardless, 53 yards, 45 yards, 4 yards, they've had manageable field positions. They've been able to take advantage of it. Western's really got to clamp down now. They're moving the ball, so hopefully they can come up with some points here.
So first and 10, 7:02 to go. Raskowski goes in motion, and there'll be a quick hitter incomplete intended for Schneebelt. He had plenty of running room if he'd have been able to come down with that one. 7 minutes on the dot now left in our half. It'll be second down and 10.
Schneebel just turns his head a little too late to see that ball, but like you said, he would have had a solid 15, 20 extra in front of him because he's got the speed and the power to just bulldoze people.
Wheeler takes the snap on second and 10. It's going to be an option, and he's going to give the ball to Oliver, who will pick up about three, and that'll bring up third down and 7.
I've never seen legs churning, but no movement in front of them. That was a great effort by the Bears defensive front there. Panthers are still in positive territory at their own 37 with a reasonable third down, would you say about 7?
Third and 8 from the 39. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. Lawton leads Muskegon Catholic Central 20-6. Snap is away. Wheeler is going to have to tuck it and run. He's going to take off. He's got the first down across the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Western. And the Panthers have something cooking here.
That's a nice little, I don't know, the way I can describe that was a very pinball-esque play where he just bounced off the secondary. I believe that was actually Jerron Brown looking to make the stop there, but Wheeler just blows right past him for an extra few for the first down.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be denied on that first down run.
And that was a broken offensive, or that was a broken pass play to pick up the first down.
Yeah, he just tucked the ball and took off running.
Okay, now it's official, first down. They were kind of discussing it, see if it was too close to the line to gain.
It looked like he had it easily. And now they'll walk it off for another penalty here. And that'll put the football at the 14-yard line.
First time in the red zone tonight for the Panthers.
Fire up the red zone TV. First and 10 from the 14. Snap is away. They're going to look to an out route complete to Wilcox. He's going to get out of bounds at the 9. It'll be second down.
Bryson Mayberry not letting him get any extra on that.
That penalty, by the way, a face mask. Another out-of-town score update. End of the first. Clinton leads Michigan Center 3-0 over in Division 6. Second down. Raskowski goes in motion. Snap is a little high. They go to Oliver. No, they keep it. Wheeler is going to get across the 5.
Wilcox with a block that I don't really think needed to happen, but I think if you're Coach Rulowitz, you're happy you did.
Yeah, play through the whistle.
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely.
They'll actually spot the ball at the 6. I thought Wheeler might have been able to make the 5 there, but apparently not. So it'll be third down and 2 as the snow picks back up here.
I want to sing so many Christmas songs right now.
You do not.
I do,
no,
but I'm not going to.
Well, cool. You can go down there where it's cold and do that.
Yeah, I'll do it up here.
It's warm in here. Raskowski goes in motion. Pistol formation. They're going to give it up the middle. They'll get across the 5 this time officially.
We were really close.
They're going to be real close to that first down. On the play, Oliver on the carry.
Oh,
wow. Just short of the first down marker. Alex Trudell now in the backfield. Power back, 5'11", 160. Raskowski and Wilcox lined out wide. Raskowski goes in motion. Snap is away, and it's just going to be Wheeler taking it himself. He'll have the first down easily to the 3-yard line, and it'll be first and goal for the Panthers. Down to 4:32 in our half. Panthers still trailing 21-0.
But let's
continue to move.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. But let's remember that this drive started at their own 13-yard line. Now they're on the 3. 84 yards covered so far. Can they find the extra 3?
It has been a long drive, aided by the help of a couple of costly penalties. Now they'll go with a pitch to Caden Oliver. He's going to stiff arm his way through. Flag. Ball's loose. Western will fall on it. They will have it. It'll be second down. There is a flag down as well.
Possibly in the realm of holding offensive.
Yeah, or a face mask.
Might have got a face mask on that stiff arm. That's what I was looking at, a weirder angle.
So the side judge came over and spoke. And that is a face mask against St. Joe.
That is three mistakes for St. Joe's defense on this drive alone.
And that is another costly penalty, so that will be an automatic first down, first and goal from the three. Clock is running, 4 minutes exactly. Wheeler takes the snap, goes to Oliver. They're going to push, try to get ahead, and they will get to the two. It'll be second down.
Looks like they're about the 2 yard line, would you say?
I would say so. Looks to be about right. 3:24 to go. Wheeler goes to Oliver one more time. They're pushing, looking to get in. He's going to be very close to that end zone, and they're going to put him short. So another 1 yard gain. It'll be third and goal from the one. Third and goal from the one, 2:55 to go. Wheeler in the pistol, Raskowski comes in motion. Snap is away, Wheeler's just going to keep it himself and walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Western gets themselves on the board. It's now 21-6, pending the PAT.
Wheeler did exactly what the assignment was called for that one. He saw they were stacking the box and knew he couldn't go up the middle. Made that crucial cut to the far side. They get six on the board. Let's see if they can get seven.
So they'll set up for the PAT. Noah Birdner will kick. Snap is away. Good hold. The kick is up. Nearly blocked. Does it have the distance? It sure does. And it is good. So 2:46 to go in our half, and the Western Panthers are on the board. We're back in 60 seconds. It's 21-7 St. Joe, K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Did you know Dr. B is a Platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest-ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transamix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transamix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransamix.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. 21-7, St. Joe leads. The kick is away. It's going to be a low line drive kick that'll go down the sideline and out of bounds for illegal procedure. And that will get the Bears started early at the 35-yard line.
I mean, unless you can kick on a frozen rope, I expect to see a lot of illegal procedures tonight.
Yeah, the wind is now blowing to the northwest.
The wind is very, very bipolar for
it
those
is
listening
all
right now.
Over the place.
All over
it
the
is,
place.
It was blowing due north earlier, and now it has shifted somewhat to the west.
Then we had a bunch of snow, and now we don't.
Yeah. Perks of being a literal stone's throw from Lake Michigan. 10 seconds on the play clock. Lanier will pitch, and he's got the corner. He's going to be met and brought down at the 44-yard line. And that is the first carry for Thomas Moore in a while.
It's a good chunk of four right there, though, for the Bears.
Yeah.
Starting at the 35. Now they find themselves at the 39.
2:25 to go. Lanier quickly back to the line, and it will be a give to Brown. He's going to bust through the line and get up ahead to about the 44.
Just shy of the first down, but mind you, this is the longest field that they've had so far.
Very quickly moving here is St. Joe, and it'll be a first down carry for Thomas Moore. So move the chains for the Bears one more time as we hit the two-minute mark before our half. Very quickly back to the line come the Bears. Lanier going to go under center. He'll have McGinnis and Moore in the backfield with him. Snap is away. They're going to look to throw for the first time. It is a lame duck throw, nearly intercepted. And there's the flag on the play.
I don't know about that.
Little pass interference, late to turn was Caden Oliver, and he is going to pay the piper on that one.
I think what is more unfortunate about that play is the official on the far sideline is the one that came to midfield to throw that flag. I didn't see great of an angle on it because we have a fan right in front of us, but looked like there's a little bit of touching on both sides, but
yeah, I think Oliver was just slightly late to turn to read the football. And when he did, there was some incidental contact, and that will walk it off 15 yards. So it'll be 1:39 to go in our half. That'll put the ball at the 38-yard line. Automatic first down as well as the snow has picked up just a little bit. Snap is away. It's going to be a pitch to McGinnis. He's going to be tripped up quickly and brought down. That'll be second down and long as we get down to 90 seconds in our half.
Raskowski doing what Raskowski is known to do, able to just get to that side and make a shoelace tackle, but that was a crucial shoelace tackle.
Yeah. Out of town scoreboard update, halftime out in Clinton. Michigan Center is leading 7-3. There's McGinnis on an end around. He's going to get across the 30, and they'll move the chains. He's brought down finally at the 26 with a minute six to go.
Hunter Fullerton able to bring him down, but this run game has just been very, very potent for the Bears. So I think at halftime, Coach Rulowitz is going to be telling him, like, hey,
yeah,
we gotta do something.
Final minute of our half. McGinnis goes in motion, and he is going to take the carry. He'll get across the 20, still moving the pile nearly to the 15. He's finally brought down at the 16. And that is indeed going to be a first down. So move the chains one more time. It'll be first and 10.
Dalton Hebe in there on the on the takedown.
First and 10. Final 30 seconds to go. They'll look to throw. Fade route wide open. Touchdown. Big completion there to Riley Biggins, the tight end. And that will make this a three-score game once again. It's 27-7 pending the PAT.
Panthers defense definitely tricked up there, thinking it was going to be a run right up the gut like they'd been doing on those types of plays in that type of position. But Oliver didn't see magical number 45, Riley Biggins.
He slipped away, nearly blocked on the extra point. Kick is up and good. Make it 28-7. We've got 30 seconds to go in our half. The Bears lead it 28-7 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's coverage of Football Frenzy on K105.3.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events and promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
Mm-hmm. What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Hurry in to shop for the best selection. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma, 100% soy candles in a variety of holiday scents. All candles are handmade in reusable containers. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Towering kick results in a fair catch on the opening kickoff. Jack Laporte just falls on it. And Western will have halfway decent starting position here. They'll start at the 35-yard line for the final 30 seconds of the half. They trail it 28-7.
I have no idea why they decided with that little pocket kick there.
Well, the wind probably played a little bit of a factor in it. There's only 30 seconds left. Maybe they were trying to catch him sleeping on special teams, but to no avail. Jack Laporte comes up big on the hands team. Wheeler's looking to throw. He's got him coming on the backside. Steps away. Throws downfield. Incomplete. No flag on the play. That ball arguably uncatchable there.
Uncatchable, but if it was, he's in triple coverage.
Yeah. Probably an ill-advised pass there. 24 seconds to go.
Well, let's go ahead and give a shout-out to Panther Country over there.
They traveled extremely well for a two-hour drive.
A lot of students down there, too.
Yeah.
Their traveling student section was bigger than my student section at Jackson High all through high school for football games. So that's very, very cool.
24 seconds to go here. Wheeler from the pistol, as usual. He'll have Oliver behind him. Three receivers set to his right. Snap is away. Pressure coming. They'll go safety valve on the screen to Oliver. He's going to get across the 40 to the 45. 50. Still on his feet across the 50 to the 47. Now the 46 will be the official spot. Final 15 seconds of our half, and we will get a timeout from the Western side of things. So we'll take 30 seconds ourselves and come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts, the only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, 15 seconds to go here in our half. We will see what has been drawn up here by Coach Nick Rulowitz. 15 seconds to go, first and 10. And get the green light to get this play off. Wheeler directing traffic, three receivers to his right. Snap is away. He'll look to throw. He's going to be under pressure. He'll step up. He's going to go long down the sideline. He's got Raskowski.
Oh.
Incomplete. Overthrown, but smartly overthrown where the ball drifted to outside the sideline, where if Raskowski wasn't coming down with it, that was going to be incomplete. 8 seconds to go in the half now.
I think that was Ian Nelson that almost had his fingertips on it for St. Joe's.
So it's second down and 10. 8 seconds left. Western will come to the line down three scores. They're trailing 28-7. It's second down and 10.
Now, if I'm St. Joe's, I'm rushing three and putting everyone else back on the 20-yard line. It looks like that's exactly what they're doing.
Prevent defense is out. All four of their secondary.
Play clock restart.
Yep, play clock needs to be restarted. There we go. All right, so all four members of the secondary are playing in prevent. The four linebackers will have the up coverage, and they're going to go over the middle complete. And down, that is Heavey on the catch to the 31-yard line. 3 seconds to go in the half. Likely we'll see another timeout here. Yes, we will. So we'll take a timeout ourselves after a 30-second break. We'll see what Western can do with the final 3 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Why is Recruit Specialized Staffing the right choice for you? At Recruit, we have great benefits that we offer from day one, plus great referral bonuses. We have an easy application process that is offered in person or remotely. So apply online today at recruitspecialized.com or in person at 1030 Lawrence Avenue in Jackson, or call 795-2515 for more information. That number again is 795-2515. At Recruit, we work for you. Recruit Specialized Staffing, an equal opportunity employer.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, 3 seconds to go here before our Dr. Steve Davenport, Jackson Pediatric Dentistry halftime show. Nolan Wheeler from the pistol, three receivers to his right as usual, takes a three-step drop. He'll look to pass. It's complete. Hook and lateral play, and they slipped and fell after they picked up the first down, and that's going to end the half. The old hook and ladder play, or hook and lateral, whatever you called it as a child, doesn't quite pan out for them, but nonetheless, we have reached halftime where it is 28-7. St. Joe leads Western. We'll take a one-minute break, and we will come back with the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit AspenHeating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in a respected state or county.
You know who opens drains others can't? Miniman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Miniman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Miniman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy. It's the Dr. Steve Davenport, Jackson Pediatric Dentistry halftime show. And Joe, the door just opened.
I lost
the press box.
I lost a feeling in my left arm for a second.
I immediately began shivering. Right now, halftime, St. Joe leads Western 28-7, and it really, you know, that first quarter was all St. Joseph. They had outgained Western, you know, 101-6 on the yardage front of things, and really had shut down the ground game completely for Western.
Yeah, Western had a really difficult time getting things going, but once they did, they were able to put six on the board, luckily, and get that extra point. But like you said, St. Joe's has been just having their way on the defensive side of the ball, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Everything is going right for St. Joe's right now. Western is, I think Western's going to wake up in the second half, but they got a steep hill ahead of them.
Yeah, you look at the rushing statistics for Western in this one. Normally, when we tell you Caden Oliver had 12 carries in the first half, you'd think, okay, he's probably got 40, 50, maybe 60 yards on those 12 carries. Caden Oliver has 12 carries, 9 yards, less than a yard per carry for Caden Oliver. Alex Trudell, 1 yard on one carry, and then Nolan Wheeler is the leading rusher for the team. 7 carries, 12 yards, an average of 1.7 yards per carry. He also has the lone touchdown for Western. His work, though, was done largely through the air, 11 of 19 for 89 yards. He did have that pick in the first quarter, though.
Wheeler was a little shooken up to start this game. There's no hiding from that. But Wheeler is a smart, high IQ quarterback We did see that start to come out a little bit in the second quarter. It's going to keep progressing and progressing as the game goes on, as the second half, you know, picks up and goes on. But yeah, great overall start for St. Joe's. Western has a few things to adjust and a few things to fix, but I think Western is still in decent shape with Wheeler under center.
Yeah, six different receivers accounted for those 11 catches. Dalton Heavey with four, Cole Wilcox with three, and then you had Caden Oliver, Landon Raskowski, Trent Schneebelt, and Landon Heavey each with one. Now, if we flip over to the other side of the score sheet here for St. Joe, a dominant first half, first quarter, rather pedestrian second quarter, They threw the ball twice, but one of those was negated by the pass interference penalty. So Matthew Lanier officially is 1-for-1 through the air with 16 yards. That one catch, the Riley Baggins touchdown.
Yeah, everything, I mean, you can't stop saying it. Everything has been going right for St. Joe's. Matthew Lanier, if he's not doing it in the air, he's got 3-4 guys that he can rely on to pick up 5, 6, 7 yards every single time they put their hands on the football. Now, we've seen a few breakaway plays that have really kind of seemed like put the dagger in the game early, but like I said, still second half you played, and Wheeler's IQ started to kind of come back in that second quarter, so that means he's going to have it in the third and fourth quarter. Let's see what Western can do.
Yeah, and if you looked at the stats from just the first quarter alone, you would think, my God, St. Joe's going to have a running clock before we get to midway through the second quarter, and this thing is going to be a blowout in a hurry. Western really stepped up their game in that second quarter, really tightened up that defense, but the story of the game has been this St. Joe ground game, where they have three separate ball carriers, all averaging over 6 yards a carry. Their leading rusher in the first half, Trey McGinnis, 61 yards on 10 carries and a score. Jerron Brown had 45 yards on 7 carries and 2 scores. Matthew Lanier has 37 yards, the quarterback, on 6 carries. Thomas Moore has 5 carries for 20 yards on the ground. But they have really, I mean, you listen to those numbers, and that is quite honestly a dominating performance considering what we've seen out of this Western defense.
Absolutely, Jason. And like we were saying in the pregame, Western can't get away with just scoring their average of 24 points.
No.
As we've seen here in the first half, 28-7. Three scores down, but at the same time, this does not look like the St. Joe's team does not look like they only average 32 points. And how they have four losses, I have no idea, because they are clicking on all cylinders right now. Their speed back is on all cylinders. Their power back's on all cylinders. Their receivers are working. The defensive front's working. Their secondary's working. Everything in the machine for St. Joe's has just been almost flawless so far, besides a few penalties on that scoring drive for Western. But regardless, here we are, 28-7. Western has a steep hill to climb, but they're still in this.
Yeah, and we have to give a shout-out to the sideline heater over here for the St. Joseph Bears. That has been working overtime tonight, too. The weather wasn't really as much of a factor as we had maybe anticipated it might be. It is cold. It is windy. The snow has been kind of start-stop. It's been heavy at times. It's been, but nothing has stuck, really, to the ground. The turf itself is turf, so it's still in great shape. But you've got to wonder how that cold and how that wind is going to start to affect these players going forward in the second half.
I think the cold is definitely going to start affecting, just like we saw the first two games of the season when it was 98 and 92 degrees, respectively, at kickoff, where cramps are going to happen.
Yeah.
In the cold, same thing can happen. Muscles are going to be tensed up. We're going to see players down because muscles are quite literally freezing up because it's so cold outside. They got to stay in front of that high production, probably worth more than my car, heater that they have on that sideline. That thing is bigger than me, height-wise and length-wise. That thing is a solid piece of machinery that St. Joe's is lucky to have on that sideline. So that's going to help them out and staying loose. But other than that, staying loose is going to be the key here.
Yeah, so we're going to take a two-minute break. We will get you this week in the MHSAA, and then we will get you back to wrap up the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show and get you the kickoff to start the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With five dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in, or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
At Tri-County Water, we're here to solve your water problems for good. If you're experiencing hard water buildup on fixtures and appliances, or noticing your water causing staining or having an unpleasant odor, we're here to help. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water problems for over 50 years and is still family-owned and operated. If you're interested in a new water softening or filtration system, get the ball rolling today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com. One of our experienced techs will test your water and give you a professional recommendation on the spot. We also service all makes and models. Whether you're looking for a new system, having an older system serviced, or simply looking for someone to deliver water or softener salt, Tri-County Water would love to earn your business. Schedule today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com.
Boys soccer wraps up with an exciting day of finals, and speed records are set at MIS. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. In the Division I MHSAA boys soccer final, Okemos trailed New Baltimore Anchor Bay 1-0 with just 10 minutes to go. Okemos then got an equalizer from Ben Hussey, and just 2 minutes later...
Got to be thinking shot here, and here it comes. Atcliffe, top of the bar, he scored! A posting stamp shot for Aiden Atcliffe! 2-1 Okemos.
That was Dave Ellis from the NFHS broadcast of the game. Aiden Atcliffe scoring from a free kick to deliver the win for Okemos. The title caps off an undefeated season for Okemos and gives them its first boys soccer championship since 2004. Anchor Bay ends the year 22-2-1. Elsewhere on the pitch, Grand Rapids Christian was a winner in Division II. The Eagles entered tournament play losers of four of their last six, but really turned it on in the postseason, winning seven in a row. They beat Bloomfield Hills' Brother Rice 2-1. The Eagles also won championships in 2001 and 1998. Grand Rapids South Christian knocked off Gros Eel 3-1 in the Division III final. Gros Eel was trying for a third straight crown in Division III, but South Christian was just too good in this one. It's the Sailors' fourth title since 2010. And in Division IV, Wyoming Potter's House captured the title playing in its first championship match. The Pumas knocked off Clarkston Everest Collegiate 3-0. It was Everest's first appearance in the soccer final as well. For more on all four matches, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Carissa Guest, who had 10 kills and 8 digs in Bronson's volleyball district final win over Centerville, and to Corunna quarterback Jaden Herrick, who threw for 3 touchdowns in a 20-8 district final win over Armada.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Three things can happen if a field goal attempt crosses the line of scrimmage but comes up short of the goal line. Do you know all three? First, the ball can go out of bounds. If that happens, the ball is dead, and on the change of possession, the team newly on offense takes over where the ball went out of bounds. Second, the kicking team can be the first to touch the ball. When that happens, this is the first touching, and again, the team newly on offense takes over where the ball was downed. And third, the receiving team can return the kick, and they would take over on offense after the returner has been tackled or goes out of bounds. Think of a field goal attempt as a punt, and you'll always know what's possible if the kick comes up short of the goal line.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's called the fastest track in NASCAR, and on Saturday, Michigan International Speedway lived up to its nickname for the 2021 Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals. MHSAA runners on both the boys' and girls' side saved their best for last, turning in some blistering times. In Division 1, Riley Ho broke 15 minutes for the second time at MIS, the first ever to do that, in capturing his second straight individual title. Brighton took home the team title. On the girls' side, Rachel Forsyth turned in the fastest finals time by a sophomore at MIS, winning an individual title and helping Ann Arbor Pioneer to a team title. Rachel's sister Sarah was eighth. In Division 3, Benzie Central junior Hunter Jones won a third straight individual title. No one has ever won four boys' titles at MIS, and he'll have a chance to do that as a senior. His time of 15.08 is the third fastest in D3 history. St. Louis won the team title for a second year in a row. And in D4, Abby Vanderkoy is a four-time champion. The Muskegon Western Michigan Christian senior joins four other girls to complete the cycle. WMC won the team title, and Abby's sister Grace placed eighth. For more on a wonderful day of racing at MIS, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Sioux Naid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Hello, my name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School.
I'm Jeff Punches, assistant principal and athletic director at East Jackson. The recent pandemic has taught us that the traditional way of delivering education simply does not work for today's student.
At East Jackson, our focus is not just on standardized test scores. Our focus is on our students. We understand the importance of reading, writing, arithmetic, but we want our students to be able to develop life skills, like balancing a checkbook or changing a tire.
While we love utilizing our one-to-one technology, a computer will never replace the value of a classroom teacher or the value of hands-on activities and student-to-student interaction.
At EJSS, we want to bring back the school experience. And while we focus strongly on academics, we still love to have dress-up competitions.
We have pep assemblies,
rap battles.
We even have student versus staff dance-offs.
Education has changed, and at East Jackson Secondary School, we are changing with it. For more information, please check us out at eastjacksonschools.org or pop in and visit anytime.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here halftime at St. Joseph High School, where the Bears of St. Joseph lead Western 28-7. Let's get you caught up on the out-of-town scoreboard as we move through all of the playoff divisions. Martin leads Lenawee Christian they're tied at 14 apiece. Sterling Heights Stevenson leads Macomb Dakota 14-10. Ubley is all over Breckenridge 50-0. Portland leads Kalamazoo United 7-0. Country Day leads Chelsea 13-6. Marine City is up on Corunna 14-7 at halftime. Traverse City leads Caledonia 35-7. Hudson and White Pigeon were tied at zeros at halftime. Halftime On the other side of the state in Clinton, Michigan Center leads that game 7-3 at last check-in. Lawton was leading 20-6 over Muskegon Catholic Central at last check-in. The winner of that game will face the winner of tomorrow's game between Detroit Loyola and Lumen Christi. Loyola 6-4. Lumen is 10-1. Still trying to get a score from Ecorse and Warren Michigan Collegiate. The winner of that game will face the winner of the Michigan Center Clinton game. And still trying to get a score out of DeWitt, where DeWitt is playing host to Cedar Springs. The winner of that game will face the winner of our game here, where the Bears have a 28-7 lead. And it has been quite a dominating performance on the ground for the Bears, Joe. 163 of their total yards have come via the ground game.
Yeah, it's been nothing but the ground game, honestly. I mean, a few passes in the, you know, a few over-the-air plays being made, one being a touchdown to their tight end, 45, Riley Biggins. But their ground game has been really, really effective for them tonight so far. I don't expect that to slow down in the second half because they found out the formula that has been working, and they got 28 points out of it. So I expect them to continue to go on the ground because they can't be stopped.
Western received to start the game, so they will be kicking off down 28-7. Hudson Lang and Jerron Brown back deep to receive for the Bears. And getting set to kick the ball away will be Ty Keeler, the sophomore, will be kicking to start the second half. 12 minutes on the clock. Referees are in position. And the kick is away. Low line drive kicked. Taken at the 25-yard line. And that is trying to find who had that carry. That is number 19 on the carry. That's Charlie Halstead, the freshman wide receiver. And Joe, the snow has picked up once again. The wind is blowing heavy. The snow is coming down hard. Try to get an update on the weather forecast. Now down to 37 degrees. As we continue to move through, wind chill has the temperatures down to 26. Snap is away. It's going to be a give to Brown. He's going to go straight up the middle, and he will get to the 45-yard line, where it'll be second down.
Going right back to the run game, able to pick up four off that carry. But
total yards for the two teams, St. Joe 179, Western 111. And there's an option give to Brown. He is met at the line of scrimmage for no gain. So that'll bring up third and five. Heading into the wind is St. Joe, so they will have the wind at their back in the fourth quarter. They get a quick substitution now in Thomas Moore into the backfield. He will be the tailback. Shotgun formation. Snap is away. It's going to be a designed keeper, and he's going to run headlong into a wall of Panthers, where he will be brought down short of the first down marker. It'll be fourth and about three. Two now is where they'll officially spot it. So fourth and two now. 10:30 to go. Fourth and one.
You have yet to see a punt team out here for St. Joe's.
Yeah. Lanier will just keep it himself. He'll push the pile forward. Is he short? And he's going to be close, and they will move him first down. So first and 10 now for St. Joe as the keeper works as designed. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. 3:42 to go in the third. Clinton has kicked a field goal. It is now 7-6 Michigan Center. They have held Clinton to two field goals in this game. Meanwhile here, Western still trailing 28-7. Lanier with the give to Brown. He's going to be met at the line. He's going to continue to churn those legs, and he'll pull the pile forward to the 46, where he'll be brought down. It'll be second down and about five.
And we are seeing Wheeler on the far sideline getting some rep throws in just to keep that arm warm for when he does come back out on the field.
The rain-snow mix has lightened up just slightly.
You remember we're in Michigan, and then you also remember that we are a literal stone throw away from Lake Michigan. Yeah. So, the best of both worlds.
Getting some of that lake effect action here. 9:25 to go. Snap is away. It's going to be a designed option keeper. Lanier's got running room. He's got a lot of space to the 30. He's at the 20-10. One man to beat. He will not beat Cole Wilcox, and he will be pushed out of bounds at the 4-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Bears, courtesy of Cole Wilcox getting there just in the nick of time to stop Matthew Lanier.
That looked very, very similar to a play that they had in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Almost identical, just about 20 yards apart from each other.
Yeah.
And now they find themselves at the 5-yard line, but great effort there by Cole Wilcox to make sure that 6 wasn't on the board just yet.
Tight formation. Ball is loose, and Lanier will fall on it. He'll lose a couple yards, but they'll retain possession. The ball will be placed at the 6. It'll be second and goal.
And that's the one thing you got to look out for is you're probably going to continue to go on the ground because with this cold, your fingers are going to be...
They're frozen, probably.
They're going to be numb. You can't feel it, hence why he probably just dropped the ball right there.
Yeah, you see Wheeler on the sidelines, got the hand warmer. Looks almost like a fanny pack there, but Lanier does not use one. He had some gloves on, and he looks like he took them off. Now they'll go Wildcat formation, Jerron Brown. We'll take the snap. There's the snap. He's just going to keep it himself. He's going to get across the 5 to the 4, where he will be brought down. It'll be third and goal.
Really big stop there. I believe that was by, I think, Max Nye.
Third down and 5. 8:05 to go. Back into the Wildcat they go. It'll be a give to McInnis, and he's into the end zone for a score. Touchdown, Bears. That'll make it 34-7 pending the PAT. Trey McInnis with his second touchdown run of the night.
They move very, very quickly.
Now they'll turn to Max Taylor to kick the PAT. Low snap, kick is away into the wind, then he hits it with no problem. PAT is good. We're back in 60 seconds. Western trails 35-7 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Hurry in to shop for the best selection. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma, 100% soy candles in a variety of holiday scents. All candles are handmade in reusable containers. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Any day is a great day to be at Comet. With our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. From young fives all the way to dual enrollment and middle college options, along with our proven intervention programs and our alternative virtual program for high school students, we are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. An area leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. At Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but still able to meet the needs of every student. For more information, look us up on Facebook or visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton School. Create in a better world, one student at a time. Go Comets.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, 35-7, St. Joseph leads Western, 35-7 as we move through the third quarter. Big towering end-over-end kick, and Western lost the football. St. Joseph is going to recover it. Thomas Moore, they tried to play it on a towering kick that went into the wind. It went the 10 yards, tried to make the catch. They were not able to recover the ball. And Thomas Moore was Johnny on the spot where he recovered the football. And so St. Joe will take over again on offense here with 7:55 to go in the third. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. Dalen Hinkle throws a 56-yard touchdown pass, and the Cardinals have pulled out to a 13-6 lead with 2:53 to go in the third against Clinton. McInnes goes in motion, ball's on the turf, and Lanier wisely just falls on it, and they will live to rumble another day. And there we go. A couple of linemen had their helmets stuck together. Couldn't break free of it, and they both had their arms out like, I'm not touching him, I'm not doing anything, we're just stuck. Nobody throw a flag.
I know that feeling, unfortunately. I know exactly how that feels. You just feel stuck.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, and thankfully the officials were Johnny on the spot there, and they knew there was nothing malicious about those two being face-to-face. And there's a handoff to Jerron Brown, rather. He's going to, still on his feet, still moving the pile, gets across the 50 down to the 41-yard line. Legs just continued to churn for Jerron Brown.
He was stopped 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage,
yeah,
and just kept on pushing and pushing and pushing. That is a power back if I ever did see one. He has been coming up clutch for these Bears.
And that'll bring up third down and 5 rather than a third and 13, courtesy of Jerron Brown. Lanier takes the snap. It's a pitch to Brown. He's got the corner with blockers across the 35, across the 30, got the first down and then some. He'll be brought down at the 27, where it'll be another Bears first down.
Brought down from behind by Luke Teachout, able to just scramble right in there through the blockers. Try to knock the ball loose. Not this time around, but still a great effort there by Teachout to get him down.
Snow falling, probably the heaviest we've seen in the half so far. 6:22 to go. Brown is going to get another crack at the ball here. He's going to have a nice little gain. He'll move the pile up ahead to the 23, where it'll be second down. As we approach the six-minute mark, Lanier quick on the snap, and they fumbled the football. Lanier once again just falls on it. They have had issues with the transfer on this drive, and that'll bring up third down and about 6.
Trying to figure out what exactly is going on, why he can't hold on to the ball. Ball's getting a little slick this time around.
Yeah, they'll swap it out for a fresh one. 5:35 to go. Clock continues to run. 20 seconds on the play clock. Now down to 7, 6, 5. Lanier gets the snap, and it's a toss. That's McInnes. He's across the 15, and he's going to be brought down at the 14-yard line, where it'll be another first down for the Bears. They continue to move the chains with 5:11 to go. They're still up 35-7, but knocking on the door, rather. Let's tune in the Red Zone TV now. First and 10, the give is to Brown, McInnes, and he's going to walk in untouched from 14 yards out. Touchdown number 3 for Trey McInnes. And that'll make it 41-7 pending the PAT. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. Hudson has taken a 6-0 lead in their tilt.
The score courtesy of that tower kick on that last kickoff that was tried to have some sneaky play behind it, looking to field it, just couldn't get his hands on it. Had too many defenders around him on that one, but another score.
PAT is good, so we'll take a 60-second break, and we will come back with the Bears up 42-7 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call.
They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, 42-7. The Bears lead Western and the Panthers as we have 4:57 left to go in our third quarter here in Region 2 of Division 3. The wind will force a holder on the kick. That kick is away. It's a low line drive kick, and wisely just pounced on by Case Zeman. The sophomore will give the Panthers starting field position at the 35-yard line as the running clock has been engaged. Or it's supposed to be engaged, at least. There it goes. With a 35-point lead.
St. Joe's coaching staff screaming to the press box saying it's a running clock.
So Western heads to the line in the pistol formation. There will be two tailbacks behind Nolan Wheeler. They'll go offset eye with Rocco Neely. Snap is away. Wheeler's going to throw, looking for Wilcox. Incomplete. Hit hard as well, and that'll be an incompletion. So it'll be second down and 10.
Very, very tight coverage there by Bryson Mayberry. Really making his presence known here on this the secondary for the Bears.
Now down to an even 4 minutes here in our third quarter. Snap is away. Wheeler's going to look to hand the ball off to Oliver. He's going to have a little bit of running room. He'll squeak ahead to the 38. It'll be third down and about 7. Wheeler tonight is 11 of 20 for 89 yards. He does have that early interception he threw. He's also the leading rusher tonight with 7 carries and 12 yards. Although Caden Oliver now may be close to that 12 yards. Wheeler takes the snap, looking to throw. He's got plenty of time. He will complete the pass over the middle. And that is Dalton Heavey on the catch, but that'll bring up a fourth and short. It'll be fourth down and 2 from the 43-yard line.
Malik Emus in there on that big hit. It's great concentration for him to hang on to the ball, but Emus was looking for that ball to be freed.
Fourth down and 2. Raskowski goes in motion. And snap is away. Hit and the transfer and nearly lost the football. It'll be a turnover on downs nonetheless. But Caden Oliver gets stuffed in the backfield, and that will turn the ball over on downs, and St. Joe will take over at the 41-yard line for the Bears.
They've had a lot of short fields tonight, and they've been able to take advantage of every single short field that they've had.
Yeah.
Minus the one where Western started at their own 13. A few crucial penalties putting them on the board.
Lawton is all over Muskegon Catholic, 27-6. They'll get the winner of Detroit Loyola and Lumen. There's a give to Jerron Brown, and he will carry the ball off the left side of the formation for a gain of about 4. Bring up second down and 6. Minute 30 to go in our third. Snap is away. It's going to be a give up the middle And that is Thomas Moore on the carry. He'll have enough for a first down. That'll take the ball to the 30-yard line. Clock continuing to run at a minute 10 now. First and 10 from the 30. Lanier takes the snap. He's going to go to Moore. He's got a long gain here across the 10. Had one man to beat and couldn't quite get by him. And that'll be a big first down. And they will spot the ball officially at the 5-yard line for Thomas Moore. And we've got a St. Joe player down on the turf. So they will actually stop the clock here with 38 seconds to go.
That is on back-to-back drives, touchdown-saving tackles by Cole Wilcox. Wilcox not able to show his speed so far on offense, but definitely able to show his speed on defense.
Get you a quick out-of-town scoreboard update while they tend to the player. Michigan Center continues to lead after 3, 13-6. After a big 40-yard run, they did have a turnover, Clinton, with the football. Lawton, as we mentioned, is all over Muskegon Catholic Central, 27-6. And that gets you up to speed. Hudson up 6-0 at last check-in as Thomas Moore will make his way off the field under his own, a little aided, but under his own power nonetheless.
See the snow picking up once again.
Yeah. Going to be a fun drive home. So 38 seconds to go here. Third quarter. St. Joe with the ball on the 5-yard line. First and goal. They will need to get a playoff before the end of the quarter. So we're down to 15 seconds now. Lanier goes under center. It's a pitch. And they're going to get the ball down to about the 3-yard line. That's Ian Nelson, the junior, with his first carry of the game. And that will put a bow on the third quarter. So we've played three. St. Joe leads Western 42-7. We are back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia Schools. Congratulations to our fabulous upper elementary teachers and students. Columbia Upper Elementary was named to the U.S. News and World Report Best Elementary Schools in the USA. Columbia School District has caring teachers who will nurture and educate your child for a successful future. Columbia School District offers K-12 robotics, athletics, academic games, and exciting science courses to prepare your child for college and beyond. Visit us at myeagles.org. Learning today, leading tomorrow.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. Second and goal with 12 minutes on the clock. The running clock is engaged. 42-7, St. Joe leads, and they are knocking on the door once again. And the give is to Jerron Brown. He's going to move the pile close to the goal line. He'll be brought down at the 2, where it'll be third down and goal.
Landon Heavey able to get in there and pull him back.
Good job by Landon Heavey to keep those points off the board. They'll get another bite at the apple here with third and goal from the 2.
We've been broadcast partners for 2 seasons, and I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, I picked that one up watching a different game.
I like it.
Thank you.
Third and two. The give is to Brown one more time, and this time he's going to get into the end zone for a score. That is touchdown number three for Jerron Brown, and that'll push the score out to 48-7 pending the PAT with 11:15 to go in the fourth quarter. That train horn is loud.
I mean, it's also because the speakers are right in front of us. Yeah.
That's like a hockey train horn.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty
cool. I can't lie.
Max Taylor will kick the PAT. It is good. And we've got a 49-7 ball game here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Western will be on offense at K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now at Nightlight in downtown Jackson, enjoy a great time inside or outside on the patio right in front. Nightlight has weekly entertainment with DJ trivia on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, and karaoke on Saturdays. Nightlight, same great food with new menu items as well. Be sure to like Nightlight on Facebook to see upcoming events and daily specials. Nightlight can even cater your next event. Stop in today and find out more.
Downtown Jackson's best value for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment is Nightlight on West Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. 11:15 on the clock, 49-7 on the scoreboard. St. Joe leads, and another low line drive kick taken by Schneebelt, and he will just fall on it. As we continue to move through the fourth quarter with 11 minutes to go now, stay tuned after the game for the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show, which is the Tri-County Water Player of the Game and the Nightlight Play of the Game. St. Joe has a pair of tailbacks approaching 100 yards. Jerron Brown with 94, Trey McGinnis with 92. They both have hat tricks as well, three touchdowns apiece. Riley Biggins has touchdown number 7. Via the air, and we get a whistle, and it is a delay game penalty, so that'll push them back 5 yards. Not what Western needed, trying to end their season on a high note with 10:31 to go.
I mean, yeah, it's a 49-7 ball game, but at the same time, they still have a district championship sitting in their trophy case.
Yep.
Back on Deering Road, they were still able to go 8-3, 8-4, possibly to finish the season, because the game's not over yet. You don't know.
That's
right.
You
don't know. But still a great, great season for these seniors, and this is Coach Rulewitz's first season, so I can't imagine where they're going to be going from here.
So Michigan Center fumbled. Clinton took the ball down and scored and converted the two. They now lead 14-13 with 6:13 to play. Here in our game, a big hit there by the big guy Rocco Neely on the carry. He gets up to the 40-yard line and took a shot as his reward. It'll be second down and 4.
Cole Lakin there for that big truck stick.
That was a big hit. Wheeler takes the snap. He's going to look to throw. And it is complete. And that's going to get them down to the 40-yard line. Trent Schneebelt on the catch. Quickly into the hurry-up offense. 9:30 to go now.
Lakin again on back-to-back tackles there.
Yeah. First down.
snap is away. It's going to be an option keeper. Wheeler's going to hang on to it. He's going to get across the 30, across the 25. Finally brought down at the 21-yard line. Another first down for Western as they continue to march down the field here.
They're just shy of that red zone, so see if they can draw something up here, possibly put six more on the board.
Wheeler from the pistol. He'll have Neely behind him, takes the snap. He's going to roll out to his left. It's a designed boot. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to take off running. He's got the first down. Nearly had a huge collision there, stepped out of the way. It'll be a first down for Western, first and goal from the 7.
Guess who sidestepped? Cole Lakin.
Yeah.
That could have been a really, really dangerous thing.
That was a big hit. He was coming hard.
Oh, yes.
First and goal from the 7. Wheeler takes the snap, and he is met quickly and brought down for a loss of about 4. The second down. And there is a downed Bear.
Credit to Ian Nelson there on that tackle there for the Bears. I believe that's actually who's down right now.
So we've got an inside man at Clinton. Our crack statistician, Tim Stevens, has updated us on the score. After the touchdown from Clinton to make it 14-13, Michigan Center runs the kickback for a score, fails the two-point conversion. It's 19-14 Center with 6:06 to go following the 85-yard kickoff return.
Oh, that's got to be just a dogfight down there in Clinton.
So they go 85 yards on the kickoff and take the lead right back away from Clinton. Meanwhile, here in our game, the clock at 7:58 as the injured Bear makes his way off the field. The Bears still up 49-7, but the Panthers are knocking on the door here. Second and goal from the 10. Wheeler's going to roll to his right. He's got a man open. It is complete. That's Wilcox. He's going to get pushed out of bounds at the 7. Clock continuing to run, though, with the running clock. It'll be third down and goal from the 7.
Call me crazy, but I think you come up with a little bit of trickery here to get 6 on the board.
Yeah, we'll see what they come up with here. Neely will be in the backfield. He'll have a wing back, a slot, and 2 wideouts on the formation. Raskowski goes in motion. They'll fake the give to Neely, and now Wheeler's got some space. He's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Western! Wheeler goes 7 yards for the score, his second rushing touchdown of the night, and it'll make this game a little bit closer. It's now 49-13 pending the PAT.
Still going to be if they convert the PAT, it's still going to be a 35-point game and running clock.
Still a running clock.
But you still got to feel good for getting another 6 points on there. Doesn't matter who's on the field for the Bears. Their whole entire team has just been phenomenal tonight. So you got to take the points where you can get them.
Yeah, you'll take anything that you can end your season on a high note. Kick is up. It is no good on the block. And it'll stay 49-13 with 7:04 to go. Here in our fourth quarter, we'll take a one-minute break, and we will come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly 2 decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance,
theater and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy. The kickoff is a low squib kick that St. Joseph recovers at the 45-yard line. And that is where they will take over. 6:49 to go. The Bears lead at 49-13 here in Region 2 of Division 3. Winner of this game will get set to take on the winner of Cedar Springs and DeWitt. 6:30 left to go here. Second team offense is in for the Bears. 15 seconds on the play clock. Trying to see who's under center here for the Bears. That is number 17, and that is Jackson Lane, the sophomore. The handoff is to sophomore Derek Enriquez Cruz. 5:56 to go. That tackle after a gain of about two.
Landon Heavey not playing around with that tackle.
Yeah. Jackson Lane, the QB2 for this team, a sophomore, getting a little bit of playing time in the regional final. He'll get some action against a quality defense. Pro set for the Bears. He'll go under center. Snap is away. This is a give up the middle. That looks like number 40, Gavin Keller. Might have been 41, Chapman. There's a flag on the play. That is Chapman. He's a freshman. The flag is down, and that is a personal foul against Western. So that'll give the Bears a first down. 5:16 to go.
And that's going to put St. Joe's in positive territory.
Yeah, that'll put them down at the 38-yard line of Western. 5:15 left in our game. Play clock is now running, now down to 20. They'll have about 4:45 left in the game when the play clock hits zeros. 4:46 to be exact. Snap is away. It is a give to the tailback. That is Jameer Parker Hersey, sophomore, with 4:35 to go. He's going to lose a couple. It'll be second down and 11.
Now the Bears fan base gets to see their younger generation quarterback here with Jackson Lane. He's a sophomore, but Lanier is also a junior, so they got some talent under center for the next few years.
Yeah, now they'll go to senior Preston Nichols at quarterback. Just a rotating door here of backup QBs. Nichols takes his first snap, and it'll be a handoff. Easily tripped up and taken down is the freshman Brady Verhaeghe. With 3:55 to go.
Tripped up by Dominic Hansinger.
So Nichols, the senior quarterback slash D-back. He's also a team captain for the Bears.
I sent a picture.
3:25 to go. Nichols goes under center. He'll have a pro set, two tailbacks behind him. And we'll get a whistle. And looks like delay a game possibly. Yep, delay a game, so that'll push him back 5 yards. It'll be third down and 17 for the Bears.
We have a familiar face checking in on defense. Number 74, Colin Clow.
Hey, all right. He'll line up at nose. Now there's 15 seconds on the play clock, 3 minutes on the game clock. As Nichols continues to just watch the clock tick on down. Third and 17. Now they'll take the snap. He fumbled the ball. A lineman will fall on it, thankfully. And it looks like there might have been a false start before the play even got started anyway.
So third and 22.
So that is a false start. So that'll push him back to just on the opposite side of the 50. Nose of the ball on the 50-yard line. Third and 22.
Got a quick out-of-town scoreboard update. Michigan Center leads 19-14 with the ball at the Clinton 9-yard line with 2:03 to go. Back under center is number 17, Jackson Lane.
Yeah, Lane back in. He'll take the snap, and he'll hand it off. Brought down right at the 50, and on that carry was, looks like, number 44 maybe. Couldn't quite make out the number there. Maybe Juicewin Judge, the sophomore. And now they'll do a full swap out. Special teams comes on. And for the first time in this game, with a minute 50 to go, the Bears will punt. Max Taylor, the junior, with the wind in his favor, will punt this one away. The Bears lead at 49-13. They have racked up 327 yards of total offense compared to the Panthers, 183. Snap is low, kick is away, and it is a good one. It is going to take a bounce at the 20, and it'll take a St. Joseph bounce and roll out of bounds at the 14-yard line. And that is where Western will take over with a minute 19 to go as the clock continues to tick away here. We've got a final from Portland. They are pitching a shutout and getting a regional championship in the process. They win 21-0. Michigan Center punches home the score. They are now up 25-14 with a minute 58 to go. Very special season for the Cardinals. Will translate into a date in the state semifinals here for Western. They'll look to throw. Wilcox flips it up over. Incomplete.
Oh.
Nearly intercepted. That was intended for Mark Maul, the senior wide receiver.
Derek Hernandez Cruz almost had the interception. That could have been a highlight to his huddle.
Yeah. 20 seconds to go now as Maul will head off the field for the final time as a senior. His high school career likely coming to an end here. Final 8 seconds. Wheeler takes the snap. He's going to look to throw. Now he's going to have to just throw out of pressure. Incomplete. Intended for Dalton Heavey. And there are zeros on the clock. And with that, the Western Panthers season comes to a heartbreaking end. The Panthers fall to St. Joe 49-13. With zeros on the clock, and a big-time game indeed for St. Joe. And we'll go right immediately into the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show, and we've got to talk about the glaring stat line here, Joe. The rushing yards, it's been a high point for Western as we followed them through the playoffs. Just dominated on the ground by St. Joe, 311-67.
Everything was going right for St. Joe's. There was no stopping that run game. Even when Western had them stopped 3-4 yards behind the line of scrimmage,
yeah,
they'd still push forward for an 8-9-10 yard gain. And the Bears, we knew going in from watching the film and from just checking out the stats alone, you can't rely on stats at all. Mm-hmm. But they've pushed 17 points past their average for the season of 32 for a date in the state semifinal at a location unknown yet, against an opponent unknown yet, but it's either going to be DeWitt or
Cedar Springs. Yeah, Division III is starting to heat up, and that will still waiting to get a final out there in DeWitt, who's playing host to Cedar Springs in their game. DeWitt 10-2, Cedar Springs 9-2. Also in Division III, Mason is taking on Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice tonight, and Detroit Martin Luther King is taking on Allen Park in Region 4. Michigan Center converts their two-point conversion, now up 27-14. We'll try to keep it here as long as we can to get you a final from Clinton to see if Michigan Center will be moving on. Let's see if we can't get some score updates as we refresh the brackets here. Over in Division 1, no local teams here. You've got Rockford and Grand Blanc in Region 1, Rochester Adams and West Bloomfield in Region 2. Macomb, Dakota, and Sterling Heights Stevenson in Region 3, and then Belleville taking on Dearborn Fortson in D1. No finals there yet. As we shift gears to Division 2, we'll hit refresh here. Traverse City Central and Caledonia are going head-to-head tonight. Portage Central and South Lyon are in Region 2. Region 3 has Waterford Mott against Livonia Franklin. And Region 4, Roseville takes on Warren De La Salle Collegiate. No finals there in Division 2. Division 3, as you saw, we've already talked about that there, as St. Joseph will move on to face the winner of DeWitt and Cedar Springs. Division 4, no teams in the area left there. You've got Cadillac and Hudsonville Unity Christian, Grand Rapids South Christian and Edwardsburg. Freeland taking on Croswell, Lexington, and then Detroit Country Day and Chelsea going head-to-head. I guess you could call Chelsea a local team. They were down 14-6 at last check-in. Still no final there from Division 4. As we shift gears now to Division 5, Kingsley and Frankenmuth, Muskegon Oak Ridge, and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep taking on Portland tonight. Portland, I believe we've got a final from that game, if I remember correctly. Let me take a look here. I do. 21-0. Portland defeats Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep. So they will move on. They will face the winner of Corunna and Marine City. At last check-in, Marine City was on top in that game. Over in Division 6, that's one we're keeping an eye on here for the local teams. Calumet and Standish Sterling going head-to-head. Montague versus Lansing Catholic. And then, of course, Michigan Center is leading Clinton 27-14. And Warren Michigan Collegiate is taking on E-Course tonight. The winner of that game will meet the winner of Michigan Center and Clinton as we try to get a final from there. Division 7, there is one team left in D7 locally. Ishpeming Westwood taking on Traverse City St. Francis tonight. Pawama Westphalia meets Elkington Pigeon Bay Port Laker, the longest name left in all of high school football. Muskegon Catholic Central taking on Lawton. Lawton was leading big at last check-in. And Detroit Country Day, with 52 seconds left, they have 2nd and 7 at the Chelsea 25. The game is tied at 20 apiece, so we'll keep an eye on that one. And then, of course, tomorrow's game, Detroit Lumen Christi taking on a 6-4 but still dangerous Detroit Loyola team in D7. And then finally in Division 8, Beale City and Carson City Crystal. Breckenridge taking on Ubley. Ubley was up massive in that game, 50-0 at last check-in. White Pigeon taking on Hudson. I believe Hudson was up 6-0 at last check. And Ottawa Lake Whiteford is taking on Clarkston Everest Collegiate tonight in Division 8. So we've gone down the brackets. You can stay tuned to K105.3 to find out what we'll be doing next week with the assumption that Lumen moves on against Detroit Loyola. We'll have two games next week. So we'll either have Clinton or Michigan Center taking on the winner of eCourse and Warren Michigan Collegiate, or Lumen Christie taking on the winner of Lawton and Muskegon Catholic. So either way, likely going to be a little bit of a drive for one of our broadcast teams, so stay tuned to find out all of that. But Joe, let's get to our play of the game, and I think really it's two plays, I guess you could say. It was the two touchdowns by Nolan Wheeler, who kind of put this team on his back, as he kind of needed to they couldn't really stay in the game, but at least put some points on the board.
Yeah, Nolan Wheeler just came out, and you know, he knew from the get-go that there was this was going to be a very steep hill to climb, and yeah. You know, 21-0, then 21-7, and then 35-7 at halftime. It was a shock. It was an absolute shock that they were unable to play the football, the brand of football that they're used to playing. Once again, this is only Coach Rulewitz's first season, mm-hmm. and he made it to the regional final in his first season. And he still has a lot of young talent on this team.
Yeah.
So I expect next year to come out bigger and badder. But yeah, Nolan Wheeler just came out and just outperformed, I think, what his expectations were for himself, given that didn't show on the scoreboard. But he still put up a heck of an effort for his team.
Yeah, and that was a fantastic performance by the senior Nolan Wheeler, who is also going to take home our Player of the Game honor. So he'll have the Nightlight Plays, plural, of the game, and he is our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. This Western team, as Joe mentioned, Nick Rulewitz's first year, takes them to a regional final game. They're unfortunately losing Lincoln Razkowski. He's a senior. Caden Oliver will be back. Mitchell Williams will be back. Cole Wilcox is a senior. Nolan Wheeler is a senior. But you've got, let's see, who else is coming back here? Dalton Heavey's a senior. But you've got
Landon Heavey.
Landon Heavey's a sophomore. Jack Laporte's a sophomore. Luke Teachout is a sophomore. So you've got some weapons there. Max Nye, we've talked about a little bit. Noah Berdiner, the kicker. Those are both sophomores. So you've got a lot of leadership that has gotten this far that will be seniors next year, or even juniors next year, that know what it takes to get to this point, and now they have learned what it takes to get beyond this point. And so if you're Nick Rulewitz, you've got to be very happy with the season that these guys had, and what you can look forward to, what's to come for the guys who are coming back next year.
Yeah, and you really can't hang your head on this loss. Yeah, it was a very lopsided loss, running clock for the duration of most of the second half.
Yeah.
But you're still able to avenge a 50-22 loss from earlier in the season, beat a very good Battle Creek Harbor Creek team at Battle Creek Harbor Creek in front of a very hostile crowd over there in Harbor Creek.
Yeah.
And, you know, have one of the best games that we've seen in a very long time at the high school level. And then this was just a culture shock for a lot of the players down there. Like I said, you can't hang your head, though. You cannot hang your head. You still made it to the regional final. You still have a district championship in your case on Deering Road. This is just a game that you just need to build on for next season. You're losing a lot of the guys, but you're also bringing back a lot of talent. So if you're Coach Rulewitz, you got to be looking forward to next season.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can wrap it up, because Clinton made their way down to the end zone. Michigan Center, interception, ball game. And so Michigan Center will be moving on to the state semifinals. It is a magical season for that team. We will find out where we're going to be next week. So we're going to end our broadcast tonight from gorgeous St. Joseph High School. They have been wonderful hosts. They have fed us well. They have kept us warm. And those are two things that are a plus for me. So I am very happy. And for our producer back at the studio, Josh Ankrell, who makes us sound as amazing as we do as always, and my broadcast partner, Joe Cassidy. My name is the Mayor, Jason Smith, and we will see you next week.
See ya.